The next dress on this audio guide was a real challenge to display. Look for the beaded flapper style dress in the central case behind you. 8. The flapper dress. This stunning dress was in very good condition, but presented a major display concern for our conservation team. The beautiful glass bead decoration covering the entire surface is very heavy. The beads are just stitched onto the fine silk underneath, which could easily tear under the strain. This is a common problem with fashionable evening dresses from this period, which were often heavily beaded. The beads could also get caught or come off, particularly when dancing the Charleston. The conservators came up with an ingenious, completely invisible solution to support the dress while on display. They made a full support from nylon net to match the dress exactly and stitched it to the inside to evenly distribute the weight of the beads. They then turned the dress inside out to stitch the net support in place using a staggered grid pattern front and back. Finally, they overlapped the net at the shoulders to give extra support. A different method had to be used to support the skirt, which is flared from the hips. This meant the support needed to be stitched underneath, following the shape of the flares to ensure it hung correctly and wasn't distorted. A circle of net was applied under the skirt to ease it into the chevron pattern at the waist. As before, the dress was turned inside out and put on a mannequin so the conservators could stitch the net in place. Amazingly, most of the beads on this dress were still intact. A small number were sewn back through the original stitch holes, either using their original thread or a matching one. Loose threads were sewn back into the dress too.